This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's all things work by God together for good. For those in Christ purified to live as they should. That Spirit's power is the answer to accomplish what's not been before.
All right, you're listening to Gentlemen. He is coming up in a couple of segments, a.k.a. Marvin Stovall, and he's got a great story as to what he went through and how he came out on the other side. Strong believer, and how that made some things possible for him and the family that he came from, the character, etc. I just think of him sitting there in Bermuda and creating some amazing music. So we'll chat with him, like I said, coming up a little bit later in the show. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well wherever you hail from, whatever nook and cranny, either here in the States or off our shores. Always happy to have you with us, whether you're new or have been with us for a long time. Like I said, there's plenty of room on this red carpet. I hope there's plenty of room for this hurricane to quickly pass over, get out of Florida, and get off our shores. You know, it's predicted to be a wild hurricane season. A Cat 1 hurricane going to make landfall supposedly Wednesday over the northern Florida Gulf Coast. And tracking it, it really looks like it's going to slam into Tampa Bay, you know, because it's moved so far north, Elsa has. And it might be kind of one of those rare hurricanes. So parts of Florida's Gulf Coast are under hurricane watches and tropical storm warnings, depending on what particular county it is at this point, but it's definitely strengthening. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, said 33 counties are under a state of emergency. The Florida National Guard activated 60 guardsmen to be at the state's Emergency Ops Center and Logistics Readiness Center in case they've got to move. It's not going to hit landfall full force until about 8 a.m. Eastern. That's what it looks like anyway. And already ahead of the storm, there's been an approval of an emergency declaration for the state. So that's a good thing because then FEMA can hustle and they coordinate all the disaster relief efforts in southern Florida. So Elsa Center has winds of about 75 miles an hour, and it's about 100 miles south-southwest of Tampa, actually closer than that, 60-some now. And Tampa's emergency coordinator is just telling people stay indoors, avoid the roads, don't be out there because there's no need to risk it. Why would you risk it? And storm surge is there, 3 to 8 inches of rain. Who knows if it plays games and hangs around for a little bit longer, it could be more or less, but they're definitely in the middle of this thing, let's put it that way. Speaking of being in the middle of it, it is about the victims and who they were. I think when you look at this condo collapse in Miami, Surfside specifically is where it happened, and the building that was left standing that did not sink and collapse was imploded on a Sunday, so they had to do that. The rest of that condo had to be demolished for the safety of everybody involved who's part of the search and rescue. And they're still doing that. There are, you know, still at least 109 reports of people who are potentially unaccounted for. So it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. And the condo collapse, the death of those involved are up to 36. Wow. So you got people on those piles that are working 12-hour shifts to try to find the people that could be buried beneath the layers and layers and layers of concrete. And that's really tough for the people that are there. It's tough for the people who are waiting to hear any kind of news whatsoever. And they've been waiting for well over a week. It gets tougher and tougher And it's all about the support, I think, for the families. And they're doing a good job of that, actually, in Florida and in that community. Because they're really not telling them to give up hope, but regardless, they're doing everything they can to make them feel comfortable and to seize the moment to at least try and recover people, if nothing else. And they're doing that quite well. You can see it when you see the exhaustion coming off of the off of the shifts. So while that's going on, it is also rapid motion because of this hurricane and the effects of the rain and everything else in the middle of what they're trying to do in recovering as many bodies as possible, because that's incredibly tough on the people who panicked, went as fast as they could to Surfside to try to find whoever it is that's theirs, that's part of their family that is missing. So every day it seems like more bodies are being uncovered. And this has led to nationwide a closer look at the structure of buildings, especially bigger ones, but all kinds of buildings now are being looked at, which is a good thing. Because you don't want to see something like this happen somewhere else where there's sinkholes and buildings are sinking, and how incredibly dangerous and scary is that. All right, if you're paying attention to crude oil prices, if you watch what's happening, you know, oil prices hit nearly a seven-year high. But with the possible end to the pandemic approaching, demand, and that's what's happening, demand for oil has surged, because how many people were immobile during the pandemic and didn't really travel very many places, even in daily errands or whatever, a lot of that was cut down on. So now the surge begins, and that's good for the people in the business who were really concerned about 15 months and counting and sparse amounts of customers. So I think that's has soared incredibly. I mean, incredibly. Here's somebody that I had a chance to interview a couple of times. I've interviewed quite a few politicians from Louisiana, and the former Louisiana governor, Edwin Edwards, who turns 94 in August, announced Tuesday he's entered hospice care after being hospitalized Sunday with pain in his right lung. He was a four-term governor, three-decade dominance in Louisiana politics, but there was an eight-year stretch in federal prison, which kind of took a chunk out of that. And he says to tell everybody that while people assume that hospice means I'm dying, I assure you it's simply a matter of good and convenient care that is less trouble for everybody. He released a joint statement with his wife, Trina, because there was so much concern. His blood oxygen, blood pressure were low, according to his wife. They made the decision to go to the hospital out of an abundance of caution, his strength apparently failing in the last couple of weeks. So we wish him well in trying to get better and feel better. Coming up, This or That.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Honeybay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunnybay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunnybay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunnybay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Welcome to this edition of This or That. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a great little tune. That kind of just like pulled me into the 60s. I felt like I was listening. I felt like I was on a beanbag and a chair and I was listening to some music and I was watching the lava lamp. Of course, I wasn't a teenager or a kid the age of at all that would have been able to do that. But when I look back at some of those movies, I see that and I think that looks pretty chill to me. So Eric Salazar, Sir Eric, joins us now to have some fun and do a little this or that. Eric, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'd say I'm pretty good, too. So you're going to love this first one. This is how this or that works for everybody listening. He can either choose this or that, and then I throw in my 2 cents on which one I would do. So it's a question of eating breakfast and feeling good about that and getting a good, strong cup of coffee or juice or whatever, or sleep in because you'd rather have the sleep versus the food. What do you take, this or that?
Oh, my God. Right, and it relates like perfectly with my morning today. I'll take the food.
The food
and coffee.
Food and coffee. So that means you need fuel, and you don't want to. If you don't get it, you might be a little craggly, and who knows how long by the time you're, because you have a lot of things going on. By the time you would get to food, you might be just exhausted.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it is an interesting question when you're on the move, especially, right? And I think of this from taking classes or working or whatever. But I had a conversation with my aunt who lived in Chicago for a big chunk of her adult life and lived right outside of the city, and she had to catch a train. And I was making her coffee, and I said something about, oh, what time did you have to get up? I don't know why I thought this to work. Did you make coffee? She said, are you kidding? I waited till the very last minute, so I needed the sleep. I didn't need the coffee. I didn't need the food. I needed to get on that train and get the sleep. And I think some people need the sleep. Like, they wouldn't get up early if it's a choice between sleeping or food. And I would say now for me, but that's because I'm not as juggling as much as you are, Eric, I would say sleep. But normally I would say food.
Yeah, I guess you can't go wrong with either of them.
Yeah, get more sleep, you might feel better. But sometimes if you get too much sleep then and you run out at the last second, sometimes you feel rushed.
Yeah, and if you get up too late, you might not be tired at the end of the day.
Right.
So
exactly. All right, here's a good one. If you play cards and you have a choice between these two games, gin or poker, which do you choose, this or that?
Poker, even though I don't know what gin is.
You take poker.
Yeah, Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, you know, I used to play Texas Hold'em with a group of people, and then, dang, my two buddies moved to Charleston, and so the poker game kind of went kaput, but I really liked Texas Hold'em. I got deep into playing, loved playing it. That was my good release, like once a week or so we'd play. And now I've been playing a little bit of gin, and I really like it. You would like it. You just have to, like any of these card games, if we do this or that in these scenarios, you just have to learn the rules. I mean, you have to know what the cards are, what you need to do, strategy, right?
Yeah, is it, are you playing the people in that game?
Yeah, people, not playing it on the phone. It's fun.
Okay, I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, you would like it. I think a lot of, I didn't say a lot of people, but there's a lot of different card games. Probably poker is the most popular, but I could be wrong on that. You go to a vending machine and there's really not much left. There's either chips or chocolate. Everybody can relate to that. Come on, people. You know it. You're starving. We've been talking about food. You go to the vending machine. Who cares? You just want to get whatever. Just to satiate yourself, just to feel satisfied. What do you take? Do you take chips or chocolate?
I'm going to have to go with chocolate.
Chocolate. I might go with the chocolate, too. And then you get that sugar rush, right?
Yep, that unexpected sugar rush that everyone loves.
Yeah.
I've been
craving
a Snickers.
Ooh. My nephew went to the store the other day, and he weighs, nothing. And I swear, I think he got 6 Twix bars.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What do you have in there? Well, wait, let's see. Oh, there is some catfish in here, but there's also 6 Twix. And then there's some other thing where there are these chunks of pretzels that have flavoring on them.
Those are always good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they're called, but I think people out there that eat junk food can relate to what that is. It's sort of like a cheesy, almost like a nacho-y looking thing. It's not nachos, but it's got cheese on it, and it's nasty. It's nasty, but probably nasty good. So that's the deal, right? Nasty, nasty good. All right, how about this one? You... You find yourself in a situation where, if we wind the clock back, you're going out on a first date. Do you do the, dinner, and let's pretend we're okay without the pandemic. Are you doing the dinner and movie thing, or do you play it safer and just like meet up for lunch or coffee or a drink so that you can hightail it out of there if she's crazy?
I like the dinner and movie thing better. I feel like you get to know each other a little better through that experience rather than just sitting at a table,
Through the dinner and the, I get you. Through the dinner and a movie thing.
The dinner and the movie, yeah. What was the other option?
Dinner. Or you're just going to hook up quickly for a drink or a coffee or something, because then you can go, see how you feel, and kind of bolt out after a cup of coffee or a drink.
Yeah, I'll go with the dinner and movie, for sure.
That's, you know what, that's good. That shows you something about your character that, hey, if it doesn't work out or it's not a great date, that's fine. I went a little bit extra so that I could kind of test it. See, hey, what's the first date like?
Yeah, because by the end of it, I feel like you're more sure of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of what you're getting into. All right. So my first date with my husband, who I've been married to for 15 years, first of all, I never went on a blind date. Never, 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 never. And just there was so much relentless pounding. And neither one of us knew we were actually in that situation. Well, we ended up in a bar where they had karaoke, and that was the first date.
That's cool.
It is cool, but I'm not, like, I wasn't a karaoke person. I'm like, what is going on here? But then, because he was sarcastic and funny and, you know, smartish and was just kind of, he jumped up there and he belted out a bunch of songs, and he's more introverted and he crushed it. That made me think, wow, that's kind of interesting. And you know what? That's not bad for any guys listening. If you can do something like that too, and you're a musician, so you would probably feel comfortable doing that. That might be good for you.
Yeah, we do that. I like doing that too, actually. I like the bar scene. Me and my girlfriend did that a few times, starting out too.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be really good. It's kind of one of those nights where you gotta do something a little bit different to shake it up. Do you go to the batting cages, or do you do the I fly thing where you put all the stuff on and they pump you up in this little chamber where you feel like you're flying through the air, like you're actually parachuting, you're actually skydiving?
I've never done that before. I've always wanted to, though. I miss the batting cages. I'll do the flying thing.
Yeah, the flying thing, I've never done it either, but it seems like it would be really a fun thing to do. I mean, it might be over quickly, but it seems like it would be, it's an indoor skydiving, basically.
It sounds expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's got to be, right? Because it's not going to cost, it's going to cost you a couple of nickels. They're going to take pictures and video. They're going to do all that stuff. And even if you don't want to do that, it still would be a little bit of coin. I don't know how much it is now that I think about it, the indoor flying.
In your area?
They do. They do have it. And people have talked about it, but I don't know much about it. I know, people go in groups. They love it. It's really, really, really popular. I'll have to find out the cost of that. All right, I'm with you on the iFly. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Elsa is now making its way up Florida's west coast ahead of an anticipated Wednesday landfall. The storm strengthening late Tuesday into a Category 1 hurricane. A storm surge warning is in effect for Tampa Bay and other coastal areas, as the National Hurricane Center says the storm could push between 3 and 5 feet of storm surge onto shore. The storm is bringing strong winds and rain to much of central Florida, with tornado watches in effect in parts of the state. Elsa is expected to make landfall on the North Florida coast by late Wednesday morning. Forecasters say the storm will make its way across Florida and into Georgia by Wednesday night and into the Carolinas on Thursday. And the Republican National Committee was the victim of a cyber attack from hackers associated with the Russian government. In a statement Tuesday, the committee said that a contractor they work with was breached and all access from that company was immediately blocked. The RNC says none of its data was accessed. You're listening to USA Radio News. The fight over an infrastructure spending bill is expected to continue when lawmakers return to Washington. A bipartisan framework was agreed to last month, although there remains many questions over whether a larger bill supported by Democrats will be pushed through reconciliation. That's something that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell vows to fight. At an event Tuesday in Kentucky, he said the two parties may be further apart on this issue than at any time in the past.
This is going to be a hell of a fight over what this country ought to look like in the future. And it's all going to unfold here in the next few weeks. I don't think we've had a bigger difference of opinion between the two parties over the best thing to do for America than we have right now. These are really, really different.
The bipartisan group of senators and the White House are working to build support for their $1.2 trillion deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Virtual green room, picture this. Marvin Stubble is sitting in a beautiful part of the world, Bermuda. It is gorgeous if you've never been there. And he has written an equally gorgeous book called I Choose, you ready for this? The Best Room. And wait till you hear this story. Marvin, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So you and I talked off the air, and you told me about your history. And tell us a little bit about what you were like and what was the inspiration for you to write this book.
Okay, what I was like. Now, when you say what I was like, you mean from my journey?
Yes.
Journey. All right. I'm going to say it as fast as I can, right? I'm the youngest of five children. I have four siblings and I'm the youngest. I was raised in a Christian home. My father was a pastor. My mother was a youth leader. My entire family is gifted with music. Every one of us play instruments. Every one of us sing and write music. I was raised in a very jubilant house with joy and music. Our living room was filled with instruments. We had big speakers. We had a bass guitar. We had two pianos. I used to play drums when I was coming up. My daddy was a preacher at the church that we went to. I was raised in a beautiful, wholesome environment. I had the best upbringing, I believe, that a child can have. My parents were loving. My daddy was hard. He was a hard man, but he loved and he provided for his family. He was a construction worker and he was a preacher. He built the house that I'm living in 45, 50 years later. I'm still in the homestead that he built. So I had a great upbringing. At the age of 14, my life took a turn. It's my story is so long, but let me just say it as quick as I can. The age of 14, I got into a relationship with a young girl. I lost my virginity. From that time, and all these little pieces are in my book. From that time, at the age of 15, and the relationship and the sex, that started a whole lot of things that I wasn't ready for. At the age of 15, I began to smoke marijuana. It followed me. Drugs increased in my life. At the age of 23, I got married to my wife, who's still my wife today, 31 years later, named Kelly, who is a great, she is next to Jesus Christ. She is everything to me. And she's one of the main people in my life, and that I would say she's the one that encouraged me to write this book. My wife was 19 when we got married. I was 23. We had two children together. That's awesome. My son and my daughter. But my track record, the bad part of my life, followed me into my marriage. Make a long story short, I got involved. I went from marijuana to crack cocaine. I got heavily involved in drugs. All of those nice things I said earlier about how I was raised kind of disappeared for a long period of time in my life. I had accident after accident. I have walked away from almost losing my life numerous times. I have been in jail for carrying marijuana. I have I was on a bad road, and I took, because I was married, you know, when it comes to marriage, everything that the man does, you kind of bring it into your home. And I brought these things into my home. So, long story short, things were bad in my life for a long period of time and throughout my marriage. Okay, about this book and what inspired me. In the midst of all of this, and this is the hope part I want to give to all that are listening, God came to me in a dream. The dream was October 27, 2006, while my wife was in school, in college, in Georgia, and my children, and we had moved away and was living in Georgia. And while we was in our home in Georgia, God came to me in a dream. And when I say God, let me explain, because there is God the Father, and there is God the Son, and there is God the Holy Spirit. It was God the Son that appeared to me in a dream. And in this dream, he appeared to me as a king. And it was not just anywhere. I was in a kingdom. So I was with Christ, who appeared to me as a king, and I was in a kingdom. And he said in this dream that he had a responsibility for me. He had something that he wants me to accomplish within his kingdom. And he offered me, he said, this is exactly what he says, there are many rooms in my kingdom, but I advise you to stay in the best room. And then just like that, a room appeared. And I could see this beautiful room, and I could see the bed, and I knew that this was the king's room. So before you know it, as we talked about earlier, a man came up to the king as he was talking to me, who did not believe that I was the person for this responsibility, because of this list that he had in his hand. And in this man's hand that appeared before the king, it was a list of all the things that I had lived and done, and my secrets and my sins, my adultery, because it was a lot of things, not just drugs. I took my wife through literally hell in our marriage. I was not faithful. I was all of the things that I, the opposite to how I was raised. So, but in this document, was like a legal document that had two spaces at the bottom for you to sign to make it legal, or to, you know, to make it valid. And it was no signature. So the king noticed that it wasn't signature. He called that out, and then, he canceled all the stuff that was on that sheet of paper. And, but the thing is, it was true. It was true. So while he was looking at it, in my mind, I was like, oh no. But he canceled it. Before you know it, and I'm gonna cut out a couple of parts. Before you know it, everything changed, and I was lifted up on a high balcony. And when I ended up appearing on the high balcony, I knew in my heart that I had chosen to stay where he wanted me to stay. I knew that in my heart that I chose the best room, which was the king's room. And then from that time, this vast, beautiful, I guess, kingdom, because it was cities and it was bridges and it was water, and it went on and on and on and on like it didn't stop. And I was overlooking this, holding my head, saying, I don't know how to rule all of this. And as I was saying that to myself, this long table appeared to my left. The king was sitting there along with these awesome looking gentlemen that were pristine and powerful looking. And he spoke in my mind. He didn't even move his lips. I looked and I could hear him speaking. And I was like, how can he speak? I'm looking at him. How can he speak? And I hear. And then he says, these are to be your counsel, to help you with the responsibility that I've given. And then I woke up. And this is what this book is all about.
Wow. Wow. And we don't want to give everything away. You did a great job of giving the scenarios of what's in the book. And read the book, I Choose the Best Room. But before we fly, I want to know, and you can get it on Amazon, let's talk about your music. We played some of the music heading into this. Gentleman is the name you use and the name that you can find under your music. So how did that start? You talked about in the beginning that your family was musical, so I'm assuming you had that inside you.
Yeah, so again, all right, my father played saxophone, my mother plays piano, I have two brothers that play keyboards, I have another brother that plays bass, my sister plays saxophone, and I play drums. And we all sing, and we all write music. I was a late bloomer because of my the bear boy life that I lived. So I started off when I was young with my family. But as I got caught up in my lifestyle, I kind of went on my own, and I distanced myself from my family while I was living in that way. But music and writing songs, that's something that's, it's a gift, just like our God gifts us with things. That's a gift in my family. So when the time did come later in my life, when the drugs were over and when God shifted my life, and I began to live and live right, I began writing and writing songs and writing music.
Wow. Pick up some of the music and pick up his book for sure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. It was my pleasure.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people, and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Excited to go to Sydney, Australia. Michael Watson joins us, and he's written a book called Dynamics Allegiance Development, The Stepping Stones of Reason. And, you know, the title is, especially the last part of the title, The Stepping Stones of Reason, I think it really makes you think of a couple of different things. So, Michael, first of all, thanks for coming on. And what led you to write this book? What made you write this book?
My pleasure being here. It was a test of loyalty at first, and it was to instill hope, pride, and dignity, and with a logo called Triple T, which was three capital T's nudged up to each other, which stand for truth equals trust, equals truth for peace, for truth.
And
Triple T.
The Triple T.
Three Triple T's. That was a logo. But what made me write it? I don't know, really. I just started writing, and I couldn't stop writing. I just couldn't stop. Every day I'd just get on, I'd done it all with my thumb too on my phone. And all very well done, I think, I've been told. And, well, no, actually. And, yeah, and I ended up pumping out, I don't know, probably about 3,000 pages. And now I've got a little bit of, rheumatism in the joint of my thumb.
Wow, I bet with that many, 4,000 pages, geez. And when, tell us about it. What,
what do you want people to know who are listening to our conversation about the book?
Well, the book covers everything, more or less, in briefs, short and long. It covers, like from history to present to the future, and how the dynamics of everything works from one to another. Like, it's all explained in a dynamic sensibility, and the allegiance was the formation of people to be in a group together and to learn to use one another, each best attribute that was God's gift to them, and learn each other's best attribute and to put their best attributes together and in one working machine and form an allegiance of outstanding brilliance from one another's best characteristic and personality combined into one, may we say, gearbox, which each wheel and cog in that gearbox spins from another wheel or cog in a perfect, harmonized, mathematical, precise, rotation.
Yeah,
and the development of it all, of the dynamics of everything of relevance that I could think of worldly values, universal and outstanding, right from the Big Bang explosion which created the universe and back again to the Earth, and how the galaxies and solar systems are formed, and why every planet rotates around its axis in a right-handedly manner, which gives us forward time, and the size of the planet, the mass, times the revolutions that it spins or turns on its axis, gives the speed of time, whether it's slow or in a faster dynamics of spin. And that goes right throughout space. The formula of the universe is circular and revolution and revolving, and spheres, which are more or less circular spheres, and works through revolving around the cause, the gravitational forces of other planets and bigger planets. Like the sun, for example, is huge, and the core, the gravitational pull keeps our solar system's planets in a perfect, mathematical, may we say correlated significance, a perfect mathematical flow. And it explains the dynamics, as I said, in history, like warfare, to peace, and everything has to be relevated within reason, and everything has a reason, and for the reason of everything comes another reason to forecast another reason for a reasonable grounds above, hopefully, reasonable doubt and a sustained order of everything, the dynamical flow.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So from Big Bang, like you said, to the Earth, etc., and watching what happens there, the planets. Was it fun for you to write this? Because you said it just poured out of you. And
I was just explaining the dynamical flow of the universe, but it has so many other subjects in the index. I'm sure there's around about 70 or maybe even 80 subjects in the index.
All right, thanks to Michael Watson for that. As we re-rack the top headlines, 4 million people under a hurricane warning as Tropical Storm Elsa is roaring close to the west coast in Florida. I've got family there in Tampa. The storm is about 155 miles south-southwest of Tampa. So they've got winds that are really picking up. My sister-in-law sent me a video, and you could see some of the trees bent backwards. Woo! We're talking about maybe some winds in the 70-mile an hour range. So there is definitely an advisory that's floating around for that west part, that coastline there. Anybody listening to me, please be careful. I know you're used to this stuff, but as much as you get used to it, you could get that flooding. You could have isolated tornadoes. That's a little bit of what the National Weather Service is saying at this point. You know, you never know until it actually hits, but there is a real possibility of it anyway. Sadly, there was another bear attack, this one in western Montana. A grizzly bear attacked and killed somebody who was camping in western Montana early on Tuesday after wandering into the area where the person was camping. It happened early in the morning, they say sometime between 4 and 5 a.m. in a town of about 100 people and about 60 miles northwest of, Helena, just to give you an idea of where we're talking about. But very, very sad to hear that, because we keep hearing about these grizzly incidents, and I know they're small if you compare the amount of people that go through, you know, that go through these parks, etc. But wow, still, it just seems like such an incredibly high number to me that this year. And again, it's probably because we're hearing what's happening, or we're hearing about more of these attacks. All right, and quickly, so many of our eyes were on Miami, and Surfside, and that building collapse. The death toll keeps rising because they're finding more bodies. I personally think there's closure in that, at least there's that. So 36 is the number of people now found in the Florida condo collapse. The rescue efforts are facing some pretty big weather challenges and whatnot. That's why they brought that building down over the holiday weekend to make sure that nobody would be in harm's way as they're, you know, scouring the rubble to try to find people. And of course, sadly, the crews haven't detected any signs of life in the rubble. And boy, oh boy, very tough for these families. Very tough. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Hashtag make it count. You can always hit me up 24/7 in the mailbag, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.